When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
Do this together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Hey, folks. It's a win. It's a dub. Good news. It's a dub.
Dominant.
Oh, folks. We got to have ourselves an
interview. It's been a dub for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Maybe a couple hours.
It was still, as a Charger fan,
waiting.
You're just like...
We had a moment where we were looking at each other. I was like, I was going to post this really funny thing we made. And I was like, you know what? I just don't want to do it.
I don't feel comfortable just yet.
That's being a Charger fan.
That's right.
But we dominated that game.
Oh,
yeah. Dominated that game.
That was so good.
It was like a Pop Warner game where you have backups in at the end.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, we can't, keep scoring.
Except for Justin. Justin was like, nope. I'm taking all these snaps.
I'm riding this baby.
I'm the snap guy.
Yeah.
Call me the snap guy.
Yeah. Call me snappy. All right, folks. Well, for those that are on our Patreon, you just got done watching us do our first ever live stream.
Full 3.5 hours of hanging out.
We made it out with one.
There was a break there. Yeah.
One little slap on the wrist, but we've learned from our mistakes going forward.
It was a lot of fun.
We won't break any copyright rules, but we had a lot of fun. For everybody that joined with us, thank you so much. But watching this game, what are your takeaways from this? Like, we finally beat first of all, we haven't done one of these in almost a month, which is
About that. Like, it's so
we're good
long. With the bye week, two losses and a bye week. This is pretty much a month.
Yeah.
So it was coming, and we needed this.
We needed this as much as the Chargers.
And I said in our first podcast, like, you know, Sunday night, fix all my problems. My problems are fixed.
Yeah.
This was very much a must-win game. You know, like we went into that knowing that the players went into it knowing we have to win this game. And they went out and they dominated. Like, we are not in the same tier as the Chicago Bears. We both came in as two-win teams.
Yeah.
Like, now we say that, but we both came in as two-win teams. And everyone was like, this is going to be a crap Sunday night football game. And I'm very grateful that it was a very crappy Sunday night football game because we dominated from the kickoff. Like, exactly. From the first snap, we were the better team. We're clearly not a two-win team. I think this is just that, like, yeah, we're a good team. We are a good football team. We just got to go out there and beat some good teams here and move forward.
Yeah.
It was even interesting, too, because Phil Collins. Come on, give me the drums. Sorry, that's an inside joke for the people that were with the live stream.
Yeah.
But Phil Collins had everything to say about the fact that we were amazing. And like this Chargers team, like, they're always good. Like, he flipped so hard from the beginning to where he was at the end. It was just hilarious.
It was really funny. I mean, this was a game that we were all, first of all, going into this, we weren't sure who was going to be dressing up. We were all hopeful Jalen Guyton was going to make an appearance. They haven't activated him yet. It's good that he's getting those whole practices in, but haven't activated him yet. We were very scared for Joshua Palmer, and partway through that game, oh man, did it not look good for
Palmer. Him like skipping off the sideline. I'm glad that he was like kind of like milking it a little bit, because the fact that he came back in,
I don't know if he was milking it, because that looked
I don't know, like the fact that he came back in after somebody does that to get off the field, that's the season ender. So the fact that he was able to come back in and still be productive and like have a catch or two, like, oh, thank God.
But it was kind of funny with him hopping on the sideline. He was hopping so quick. I was like, let's just put him back in on 1 foot.
He doesn't need
two. He was trucking down that sideline on 1 foot. He only needs one. But that was scary. But we saw a few more catches from Q. I'm still anxious to see this guy get in the end zone. I think this game was a good confidence builder for him.
Yeah.
Especially seeing Simi Fehoko get a touchdown. Who had Simi Fehoko on their fantasy football league? Nobody.
Come on.
That was great to see him be productive with Justin, to know that he can come out and play as well.
What were your thoughts on the defense, Kyle, and what we did and what changed this week?
I just think we executed better. Like, we were still in zone. Like, there was still zone being run, and we didn't get an outrageous amount of pressure. There was enough to be able to disrupt Bajent, whatever his name. I think it was just overall a much cleaner game played, where I know my job, I'm going to go do it. I'm not trying to do too much, but maybe that's like a result of playing good teams. You play a good team, like, I got to go do more. I got to do more than what just my job. Whereas in the Bears game, you go, okay, if we just do our job, everyone just do what you're supposed to do, we'll be in good shape. Just feels like, just do that every week. Like, even if you're playing a great team, just do your job and we'll be in good shape. It feels like that's kind of what happened tonight.
Yeah.
And I love the moment. Like, there was that big trick play. It was like the first half.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where they're trying to do like the pitch and the throw.
Yeah, Cleo ran with him.
And just like the fact that our defense was aware and smart enough to like handle that situation and weren't caught, I think it does give a little bit of credence to what Staley's doing and like really being aware of what's going on and prepping for that, like being aware, because that would have burned most teams, in my opinion.
Well, the very first play of the game, we were just like,
DJ.
Everyone was saying is like he's just a quick release guy. Like
Darnell Mooney,
10 yards, and then he went 40 yards. Like, all right.
Please don't let this be that game where we make a second-rate quarterback look amazing.
And that wasn't it.
Thank God. They changed it up and figured it out and were able to put the game away. So what was the final score?
30-13.
That's a huge win for us, because I mean most of our wins are 3-4-5 point games. Like that's a big win for us.
This is what I want to get used to.
This is what and I
know we got some big games coming up. We're playing the Jets next. They're a great defense, so it's going to be a battle. I still want to see our second half offense get better.
Getting a touchdown in the second half is really frustrating.
The fact they weren't able to get out there and do that, like, I just got this. Like, if you're not going to do that, you got to come out in the first half and be absolutely crazy dominant.
Right.
So,
well, one of the good things is hearing that Justin Herbert is getting closer to being healed up from that finger injury, which, again, I think has played a lot more than they're letting on as far as his playmaking ability.
Yeah.
So hopefully within these next couple of weeks, we can see that either come off or just be padded or something, not have to wear a cast, not have it be so pronounced out there on the field. So, but heck of a game. We saw Joey Bosa get a killer sack.
Oh, and then he didn't. You texted us. He did a Fajoco dance. No,
he did the Thule T. Yeah, he was hitting the T.
The love, dude.
Yeah,
there's absolutely love. There's tons of love. There's tons of. I don't feel the idea that like the locker room is lost.
No. Yeah.
At all. And that, like,
yeah, you're not gonna feel that when you win by 30 points. Like,
But like how people were reacting to each other on the sideline and like interacting, like it just didn't feel like this was like.
Oh, they've still got a team.
You know, mentality. There's still like a certain amount of love there. So I'm very excited about this team. I think we can do some good shit.
Big time. Any other things that you saw today, Kyle, as far as either plays or players or anything that stood out to you?
I don't, nothing like gigantic was, I think it was just a well-played overall game. Like we played like the better team.
Yeah.
And I think that's just what it was. And you show up, you're the better team. Just don't make stupid mistakes. Don't turn the ball over. Although we turned the ball over at the end there with Austin's little silly fumble.
I know
that. Yeah, it was kind of fitting for the shit he talked a little earlier this week. So I'm just going to put that out there and I'm going to retract it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you just we shut up, we played the better game. It's not there was like a giant plays and we had a couple of great picks. That Derwin pick at the end too. I was like, how the hell was that a pick? When I was watching, I was like,
That was crazy.
He hit him. How did he pick the ball?
It was like the ball's been over here. Now it's over here. Hey.
Yeah. Like
a little glitch in the matrix.
Yeah.
A little shake and bake type of situation. Shake and bake. it felt like, I don't know. When I'm sitting here like trying to recap in my brain, it just felt like we just dominated the game. It just felt like we had control from this get-go.
From the start, we never gave up a lead.
No.
At all. We had the lead from never start behind. To finish. Saw some great plays from Donald Parham, that giant man, that stiff arm.
Honestly, my thought was like he's basically like a tree that you cut, and then no matter who's holding onto the tree, he's gonna fall into the end zone.
Yeah,
like that. That's just what he is. Like he's so tall, and he stiffed armed two guys at one point that it was like there's no way you're tackling me because this is a 6 foot arm reach.
He's so big.
It was crazy.
I love the success.
I love how they're mixing up the personnel. They're getting creative. And I think that's important for the offense. We just got to keep developing that. And like the fact that we got Q involved a little bit.
Happy for
the
that.
First time that they gave him a little quick and then he like literally he's so slippery. He's not that dominant, like box out, get in your face kind of like receiver. He's not. He needs to go have like a couple days with Antonio Gates to show him like how to like powerfully dominate your route at the end.
Yeah.
But in terms of like what he's capable of doing when he's got the balls in his hand, like he's just so fast.
He's so fast.
And quick. And I'm excited that they finally got a little taste of what he's capable of.
Yeah. Maybe just look his way a little more often there, Justin.
He did, but he started to at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it built.
All right. Well, folks, this is our instant reaction. We just got to get these out as quickly as we possibly can because we're so excited, especially after the drought that it's been. We haven't done this in so what feels like forever, but I have a feeling we've got a few more coming down the pike here.
Punches are coming in bunches, baby.
Ooh,
hey.
Episode title. Hey. All right. Well, we'll see you guys on the Tuesday episode, but until then, okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Hey, love you, bye.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.